Our next presenter today is Dr. Maya Kurtzik from the University of British Columbia, and she's going to be following on from what Melinda was talking about with some of the really good online materials and introducing the Soil for Youth program.
Okay. Thank you, Laura, and thank you everybody for being here. Oh, hi, Paul. I will be talking about initial experience of the group of soil science enthusiasts in Canada and what we accomplished to come closer to integration of soil science into the high school curriculum. And we focused on high school curriculum because we thought high school students are probably a little bit more closer to university students, which is the audience that we are most used to dealing with, because we knew that if we venture into the K or kindergarten or elementary school, that will be way out of our league, and in Canada there is very little in place, so this was really the initial attempt to bring something closer to the pre-university curriculum. Anyhow, page 9. How do I go? Page down?
Arrows.
Oh, arrows. Okay. Anyhow, so we all know, and I don't really want to spend much time on why do we need soil science education in this day and age with raising all kinds of global issues that impact all kinds of soil resources, and those global issues are putting increasing pressures on need for soil science education at all kinds of levels, not just at university level where most of us are teaching soil science, but at early age all the way to the high school. We also know that in many countries, including Canada, there is very little of soil science in the curriculum, and if it is mentioned, it's usually not mentioned in depth, or it's kind of glazed over other subjects in which it is mentioned. So that and many, many other reasons why we need to include soil science education sparked the national collaboration in 2009, because we had for years at the Canadian Soil Science Society talks how we need to revitalize our discipline and what are the possible pathways, how we can do that, and one thing led into another, and then we also saw that there is a opportunity for federal funding to obtain something that's a little bit more long-term so that we can develop some kind of material. So a group of us got together in 2009. We put a proposal, got a three-year-long federal funding, involved multimedia designers, graphic designers, information technology specialists, in addition to various undergraduate and graduate students in soil science. We put together this Soil for Youth program as a national collaboration, and we were on our way. There are three main goals for this program. To promote soil science to high school students, and very quickly we realized, well, we can't just focus on students, we have to really focus on high school science teachers, because they are going to be big promoters of what we are trying to achieve, and in order for them to do that, we really have to help them by providing all kinds of lesson plans and activities that they can directly implement into curriculum, and as previous speakers were mentioning, that's not an easy task. At the beginning, we had nothing, so you can't just approach science teacher and say, oh, I love soil science, I would like to help. It's much better if you approach them and say, well, we have something that maybe could be useful for you, and we also, because of our previous collaboration on these open access educational resources for universities, we had experience in developing these online educational resources, so we thought, well, we'll start with that because that's our strength, and hopefully that will be something that will catch interest of both science teachers and high school students. And the overall goal, as Nick was saying, you have to have, when you are embarking on projects like this, you have to have a long-term overall goal, and really in our case is to raise awareness about the importance of soils, because Not all of these high school students that we are trying to reach will sadly be soil scientists, but they will be, they are members of general public and science literacy in general. Soil science literacy is also very important, so reaching them that way, it's also raising the awareness. So here is Clay. He is one of the Soil for Youth hosts. We have several others. You'll meet them in a minute. But Clay is here to help me give you the timeline of progression of our Soil for Youth project. I said in mid-2000, through the Canadian Soil Science Society, there was lots of ongoing discussion, and we identified the need to revitalize our discipline, and as one of the pathways of that need, we embarked on this process of developing material for high school curriculum. We initiated the program in 2009 and spent another 3 years focused on development phase. That's when we reached out for our local and personal connections with high school teachers, got them engaged in the discussion with what was mainly a group of soil scientists, and they helped us a lot in terms of developing objectives and approaches, very similarly to previous speakers were mentioning, how to scale down the message, what's appropriate. Even, as I said, we focused on high school because we thought that will be the easiest task among pre-university levels, but even that became very quickly obvious that you really have to package your message in a different way, the way we usually package our message for university students. Lots of refinement of the material. Somebody might, who never done this before, might think, oh my God, you took 3 years to develop 4 different research projects and 10 different lesson plans, but that was the daunting task to scale it down to something that's meaningful. It was a big learning process for a group of soil scientists who usually don't teach at any other level besides university level, and to learn all the bureaucracies and all the other things that previous speakers were talking about. You learn a lot. You really have to find those key people outside of the academia and figure out how you can develop your message. Another thing that we learned through this process, and that's the focus there we are right now in the program, is to send our message into the community. So now we have these resources, we have an attractive website, but how do teachers get to know? I mean, we have these personal connections. We know maybe a key science teacher in BC or in Ontario, but that's not enough. You really have to go much broader these initial contacts. So focusing on where the teachers go to find the information, finding out that there is such a thing as a provincial science association for teachers, that was a revelation for me. Finding out that also there are nonprofit organizations, some of them are quite large, like Science World in Vancouver, or some are much smaller where you can also connect with them and sell your or send your message through. Those were all very important components of the things that we've done in our program and we are continuing to do. So if we are to log into our website, here's Clay and that's Miss Sandy, and you see also over there Dr. Terry Firma, who is ready to answer all kinds of soils-related questions. At the bottom of the page, you see the URL. It's open access, and whatever is over there, it's not password protected, so anybody can use it. As I said, very quickly, we realized that we have 2 streams of the audiences for which we are really developing the material, teachers and science students, or science teachers and high school students. And very quickly we started developing resources for those groups. Some are overlapping, but some are clearly focused on each of the groups. For example, resources for teachers include activities and lesson plans. At the moment we have 10. We focused on developing lesson plans that are relatively simple to implement, that don't include material that costs lots of money. And one thing that we also learned through collaboration with high school science teachers. You can't just go and tell them this is good enough for your chemistry class, but you also have to align whatever you are developing with their learning objectives and whatever are, and those are quite different in Canada from province to province. So in these lesson plans, we try to include these parameters. In British Columbia, where I come from, they're called prescribed learning objectives, and those are the things that science teachers in BC are looking for. So we included as many as those parameters and indicators as we could so that it's really ready-made kind of material. When it comes to students, the focus is very different. They care about, can they find jobs? Who are these people that call themselves soil scientists? How much they earn? How a real soil scientist look like. So we also have a page where you can meet the soil science professionals, and we approached our colleagues for all kinds of areas of work where soil scientists do find work to talk about why they became soil scientists in their own words and why they find about soil science to be rewarding and exciting. So, where are we at and where are we headed with this program? Well, as I was alluded, dissemination of our material, our existence, is one of the priorities right now because you really have to send a message out there to the community that this material exists and it might be useful for you. Building the growth of the program is also very important, and last year we established in the Canadian Soil Science Society, which is much, much smaller than American, the Soil Science Education Committee, and through that Soil Science Education Committee, more people who are not directly involved in Soil for Youth program can get involved, and we are carrying a couple of ongoing activities, one that you will be hearing about a little bit later today. Striking new connections and finding ways through these teachers' associations how you can send your message and how you can get more of the teachers interested in our program. And also finding these connections with not-for-profit organizations that are promoting science because those are the places where you can really send your message and have a much bigger impact than just through your personal connections. And I just would like to acknowledge the funding from this National Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada and their Promo Science Fund that got us going, the ongoing support of the Canadian Soil Science Society, and also UBC's Teaching and Learning Enhancement Fund that all provided funding for this. And there is Terry Firma saying thank you on the behalf of Soil for Youth, and if you have any questions, later, I guess. Okay, thank you.